Hello, friend, and welcome to Daily Treasure, a devotional podcast by Sharon Betters, produced by Mark Inc. Ministries. This week, our guest writer is Patsy Kuypers. Today's devotional is called Perseverance Personified. And today's treasure? Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. After growing up in Delaware, one of the things I like best about living in Georgia is the relatively mild winters dotted with spring-like interludes, but sometimes early hints of spring stretch into several days of balmy temperatures, enough to coax plants out of their winter hibernation early. Inevitably, the temperatures return to a more normal range. Every few years, though, they plummet to well below freezing, jeopardizing new foliage, early flowers, and buds on the verge of opening. Such was the case last year. I watched as tender shoots and spring ephemerals began popping out, hoping the unseasonable highs wouldn't give way to record-breaking cold. Nearly a week of days passed with temperatures in the 70s, well above average for March. Flower buds swelled, and some burst open. Overcome by the welcoming warmth, the exuberant plants just couldn't contain themselves. Seeing the forecast for nighttime temps in the lower 20s, I strolled my property, took some photos, and whispered encouragement to the young sprouts. "Hunker down, guys. You can make it." After successive nights of such cold, I walked my garden again to assess the damage. Some of my plant friends survived unscathed, while others bore significant evidence of the relentless cold. New leaves, bright green a few days before, hung brown and limp from branches. The first courageous flowers, zapped by the deep freeze, bore the same appearance. I've watched my plants undergo various hardships over the years: drought, hail, and temperature extremes both high and low. Their will to live inspires me to keep going through my own challenges. Their perseverance is one of the things I like best about gardening, the thing that makes it such a hope-filled endeavor. I've learned that as long as the roots and crown of perennials haven't been damaged, the plants will survive. Thus, despite my sorrow at seeing their injuries, I knew most of my plants would persist and begin to flourish again when more typical spring weather settled in. My confidence was well-founded. Some began to produce new leaves to replace the brown, lifeless ones, days after the chilling temperatures subsided. Even those that weren't able to bear flowers last year would have the hope of producing buds and blooms this year. Scripture praises perseverance, telling us that our suffering produces endurance, which in turn produces character, which then yields hope. James even goes so far as to counsel us to count it all joy when we encounter trials of various kinds, because the testing of our faith produces steadfastness. James 1, 2, and 3. Jesus is our ultimate example of perseverance. He knew from before the foundation of the world that it would cost him to save God's chosen ones. Still he came, humbling himself by taking on flesh, enduring the punishment and mistreatment due to us, and remaining obedient to the point of death on the cross. Why? For the joy set before him. And what was that joy? Spending eternity with us in the presence of his Father. Think about that, dear readers. Marvel and wonder at it. Jesus, the spotless Lamb of God, endured far more than any of us will ever have to bear, so we can be with him forever. The writer of Hebrews urges us to consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that we may not grow weary or faint-hearted. In our struggle against sin, we have not yet resisted to the point of shedding our blood. Hebrews 12, 3 and 4. Though we'll never have to bear the weight of God's wrath because of Jesus' sacrifice on our behalf, we will have troubles in this broken world, even times when we wonder how we'll endure and if we'll remain steadfast. But we're never alone. Just like the plants whose outward appearance is alarming, but whose roots are strong and healthy, those of us who are rooted and built up in Jesus will draw on His living water and bear much fruit for His glory despite setbacks, daunting conditions, and seasons of dormancy. And one day, He'll call us home, where we'll flourish forever. Thank you, Lord, for loving us unconditionally and sacrificially. You lived a sinless life, yet became sin for us, enduring unimaginable pain and separation from the Father, so we'll never have to. May we follow your example of perseverance so our faith roots will grow deep and strong in the nourishing soil of your presence.
Hey friends, thanks for joining us for the Daily Treasure podcast. I'm so eager to introduce to you our guest on our Help and Hope podcast this week. Her name is Jackie Rose, and she is the founder of Grieving Moms Finding Hope. And the name of the podcast is Suicide, A Mother's Grief and Hope. I am so excited about the connection that Jackie and I have made. She had reached out to me and invited me to be on a live Facebook program with her on the Grieving Moms Finding Hope Facebook page. And we just resonated. We just connected so quickly with each other. And so I asked her if she would be a guest for our Help and Hope podcast, and she readily agreed. When you listen to this podcast, you're going to recognize that these are two friends, even though we've never physically met, but two friends who are so connected because we've each lost sons. Jackie shares about her own journey after the suicide of her son, Randy, and how God used this terrible, horrible time to bring beauty into her own life as well as into the lives of so many others. As she prayed, Lord, give me words from heaven into my heart, into my head, and through my hands. What do I do with the loss of my beautiful son? And the Lord gave her these marching orders. Give them hope, Jackie. And I know that as you listen to this conversation, you will agree with me that that is exactly what Jackie is doing. So go to helpandhopenow.org, click the Help and Hope link, and look for my conversation with Jackie Rose, Suicide, A Mother's Grief, and Hope. I'm Sharon Batters. Thanks so much for joining us, and I look forward to being with you tomorrow.